Okay, we're learning Daf Lamadal Omebez in Mesechus Brachos, and we're beginning from two dots on Daf Lamadal Omebez. Tara Bottom. When it says in the Chazal Kida, it means Alapayim. It means to bow down on your face. Shinemar, Matikad Bas Sheva Apayim Eretz. And Shashal, if you're standing and getting your face down to the floor, or you're sitting, but it sounds like you bend only your face, but all the way down, you fold up in half, and you bow down to the floor. That's Kida. Kriya, Abrakayim. Kriya is on your knees. Shneva Makroya Abirkov. Bow down on your knees. Like before, Vanachnu Kriya, we do, you know, when we go on Yom Kippur, we first go on our knees, then on our face. So that's called Kriya. Nachnu Kriyim Umashtachavim. So Kriyim is on your knees. Heshtachavazu Pishadai Verglayim. That's flat on the floor. Shnemar Hovoi, Novoi, Aniva Mecha, Avimecha, Vachicha, Lashtachavazucha, Orzoi. See, that's to the Orzo. So that's bowing down on the ground. That's Heshtachavah. When they were doing Nefilas Apayim, this is Tachanun, after Shema Esrei, the Matzlu Yetzluye, they went to the side a little bit. First of all, they didn't spread out the hands and feet, and those either sat on the floor, so they were on the floor, but they went to the side. And therefore, we pass in Hilchos Tachanun, so when someone does a Nefilas Apayim, you should go to the side a little bit. Tani Chada. Now, going back to bowing down by Haidah, different things. Tani Chada, the writer says, Tani Chada, Kareya by Haidah raise Meshuvach. Someone who bows by Haidah, that's Gvaldik, Meshuvach, he's praiseworthy. Tani Idach raise Zoy Maguna. It's not good. So what's going on? And for the more, like, Hashah had with Kilav Asayf. By the beginning of Maidim, it's a good thing. By Asayf, it's Maguna. So I'm sure the Elam had the Kasha. It says before, in Maidim, you bow down by the beginning of Maidim, and by Tayyib Lahadis, it says Asayf. So what's going on? It's Maguna? It's a machlokes. This price, machlokes, price for how do you learn? So the teretz is the Rashi b'shem the Raivi. They're talking about moedim derabbanon. Here we're talking about moedim derabbanon. Moedim derabbanon, you say moedim achaloch. Then you emvo asha anachnu moedim loch barakei loydois. The second moedim, do you bow down? So here the Gemara is saying the first Gemara at least is saying that it's a meshubach. The first part of moedim, the second part is a maguna. That's the Rashi b'shem the Raivi. And we'll see that even here it's kubit in yadu. Let's see. We'll learn what the rivets pshat. Talking about moedim derabbanon. Amri lerabbanon on a mica ovid mahachi. Oh, I skipped something. Rava kara b'yda tchila v'soif. Rava bowed down tchila b'yda v'tchila v'soif. I'm like, mica ovid mahachi. Why do it? Amlu chazinu Rav Nachman the kara. I saw my Rebbe Rav Nachman doing that. Because Rav Sheish is the kavod hachi. I saw Rav Sheish is doing this. Va'tanya ida brisa kareya b'yda raise them a guna. The Brisa says, my daughter is Meguna. So he says, no, that's not talking about Moedim Darbanon or anything, Moedim. It's something else. Ahi Ba'idah Sheva Halal. That's talking about Halal. It says, Hoidla Hashem Kitoiv and Halal. That's where you should not bow down. But Gemara Vatanya says, Hakareya Ba'idah, Ba'idah Sheva Halal raises Meguna. So it's Mashma, Ha'idah is regular Ha'idah, because then it's Ha'idah Sheva Halal. It's like, well, no, Kitanyi Ba'idah, the Birkas Hamazon. Talking about Ha'idah of Birkas Hamazon, when Noyde Lecha, and that's also where it's Meguna to bow down by Noyde Lecha. So it comes up in this Gemara that Rava, if you learn the feet away to Rava, learns Rava taka bow down by Moedim Darabon in both places. So you look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin that the Nachoin, I think the Moshe is Nachoin, to bow down by the second Moedim, by Moedim Darabon taka. And the Chari comes from this Gemara. So you should do the beginning, and then the second one also, you should bow down a little bit. Let's state in Halacha. But Asher Nachon Moedim Loch. Asher Nachon Moedim Loch Baruch Kei Eloi Dois. And the Moedim Rava. We saw at the beginning, the Tchil of Asai. That's the means. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Hamaspal v'ta. Someone's davening himself, and he makes a mistake in davening. Simen ra'loi. It's a bad simen. We'll see which bracha he made the mistake in. Simen ra'loi. M'shliach tzibahu. If he's a shliach tzibah, simen ra'loi shtucha. It's a shalchav. It's a simen ra'loi for all the people who sent him. M'shlucha sh'om k'maisai. Omo lov ha'vachim ben daisa. Shay mespal ha'chaylam. He's a daven for chaylam. Va'omer, after he finished davening, he says, Zechai, this one's going to live as that mace. Omalay, minayin at the day, how do you know? How can you know such a thing? Omalayim, im shagur to b'las b'fi, if the tefillah comes out very geshmak and very ruggle, and he feels it coming out of his heart, like Rashi says, now he feels it coming out of his heart, yidei nishim makubal, I know it's makubal. Omalav, yidei nishim maturuf. Then I know that the mechayla is maturuf, or the tefillah is maturuf. It's taken away. It's not a good tefillah. Rashi's too pshat on what maturuf means. So what's it going on that if someone davens makes a mistake, it's a simen ra? Hey, Amar Rav Chiya Amar Rav Safram Shum Chad Debei Rav Rebbe Ba'avos. Talking about the first brach of Avos, someone makes a mistake in Avos, that's a bad sign. And ikad amasti lo, some amasti this member of Rav Chia, Om Rav Safra, Abraisa. It says in the Braisa, Mespalo, Tzor Shechavnes Libra Bekulam. Some of the Davins, Hest Mechavn Liboy, by the whole thing, Vemaini Yochel Chavn Bekulam, Nechavnes Libra Achas. If you can't Mechavn Hoshman Esrei, let him at least be Mechavn by one bracha. Hey, which bracha? Om Rav Chia, Om Safra, Om Shemchad, the Bei Rabbi, Ba'ovois. He has to Mechavn at least one bracha, and that's by Ovois. And Tosfos already points out that we had a Gemara at the end of the last parak. Says La'olam yamud adam daita im yochach ochavas. But so check before you daven. Could you daven with kavana? It says from lav al yisfal. You shouldn't daven. So he says it must be also. I'm talking about others, not talking about the whole Shemoneh Esrei. If you're talking about the whole Shemoneh Esrei, I think most of us wouldn't be able to daven. You have to know gedaven chavan the whole entire Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to daven now. He says it means others. That's what it means. As Tosfos says, also means one of the brachas. Doesn't matter about it. Amar Rav Chanina that Rav Chanina Daisa knew exactly when every tefillah was answered. Like the Mishnah says, not immediately. How do you know this Yisoid that if the tefillah comes out good, that you know it's answered? Amar Mishnah Malevi, Amar Kroa, Boirei Niv Svasayim, Shalom Shalom, L'Rochev L'Karev, Amar Hashem Rufasid. And Boirei Niv Svasayim means when the Niv, which is your words, is bari, it's very stark, it's very good, but Adam, then, he's muftach on the shalom and on the rufasiv. If his, the words come out kashmak, then we know there's a refuah. Now the Gemara is going to begin saying a bunch of Rav Chia ba'aba am Rav Yechanans, and the question is, has it come in? You'll see the first thing is about the Nevi'as for Tamid Chavim, where's it come in? So the Tzlach says it comes in, because later on we're going to have a Rav Chia ba'aba that discusses this pasuk of shalom shalom. So the Gemara, Amar Chia ba'aba Rav Yechanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulam, all the Nevi'im that are Masnaba for Yemois HaMashiach and all the good things that are going to have one day, Lo Nesnaba El Lamasi Bit Talmud Chacham. They're talking about a person, a very fine Jew, who marries off his daughter to Talmud Chacham, Lo Isa Pakamach Talmud Chacham, and not only that, he does business with Talmud Chacham, Ulmahana Talmud Chacham L'Chasav, he gives Talmud Chacham money from his L'Chasav. So that's what all that gewaldige, unbelievable things are going to be for. Ava Tamid Chacham Atzmon, the schar for Tamid Chacham himself, Ayin Loi Rosa Lekim Zul Osecha, Yasa Mechakaloi. No one even ever could dream or ever saw such a thing besides for Hashem, what's to be done to those people who hope to Hashem. Baruch B'chiyah B'Abraham Yechanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulun, Lenis Nabu L'Mayis Mashiach. All those Nevi'is are only for Mayis Mashiach. Av Lo'il Ma'abo, which is the next stage after Mayis Mashiach, that Ayin Loi Rosa Lekim Zul Osecha. And it's mashma from Yech. Now that the Mois Mashiach will have a whole new world. Upliga the Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, ain't been El Mazel, the Mois Mashiach, El Shiva Malchus Bavad. According to Shmuel, the only difference between El Mazel and Mois Mashiach is Shibud Malchus, which means it won't be subjugated under the Umas Oilam anymore. Bavad, but nothing else. There'll still be poor people, according to Shmuel, when Mashiach comes. We won't have the Umas Oilam. We won't be tachas umas olam. Baruch Chiyav Abam Yechlan Kol Avim Kun Lois Nabal Bali Tshuva. All the Nevi'im Nevuas only have Bali Tshuva. But Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayin Lei Rosa Lekim Zul Osecha. Tzadikim Gemurim, we can't imagine their schar. Upliga Der Avavo Dom Avavo Mokaim She Bali Tshuva Oimdim. The place where the Bali Tshuva are Tzadikim Gemurim Einim Oimdim. According to Der Avavo, Bali Tshuva are better than Tzadikim. Shenema. What's the raya? Shalom, shalom, l'rochak v'lakarev. So what does it say first? Rochak says first. L'rochak v'resha. Rochak means someone who is l'rochak v'resha. Hada l'karev. Someone's far away. Someone who's far away. He had to do tshuva. He gets schar first. He's bigger. So that's Ravo's raya. The bai tshuva bigger. What does Rav Yechanan do with this pasuk? Rav Yechanan will ask, my rochak shahoy rochak dvar averam mikara. He was far away from dvar avera. It means a tzadik gomer. Well, my car, so car of the Mesrachim and Hashta. Now he got better. So, and this is the reason why the whole Gemara comes in for this part of Rabbi Yechanan. But it comes in Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rav Avoh if the Bali Tshuva are get more schar of the tzaddikim. My Ayin Lein Rosa, Omer Meshuva Levi, Ze Yain Hameshuva Ba'anovav. Meshuva Shmei Breishes. What's an example of something you never saw? That's Yain that was concealed in the Anovav. Meshuva Shmei Breishes. Imagine such wine. From Shesh Mei Bereshis, they have that wine fermenting in the Anovim from Shesh Mei Bereshis. Rav Shmuel Nachmani Amar, Zeh, I Eden, Shleshota Ba'ayin. This is the place called Eden that no one ever saw. Shleshota Ba'ayin called Beria. Shema Tama, Tama, Eldarishan Hechen Hoya, where was other race, wasn't he in Aden? So he saw it. So the Mora, no, began. He was began. Hashem and Taima, who gan, who Aden, made the same place. Tamalayma, nor Yetze me Aden, Lahashka, is a gone. Gan Lachod, the Aden Lachod, the two separate places. Gan Aden and Aden, and two separate places. And no one ever saw Aden. And that's the place where we will have Lo'il Ma'aba, and that Ayin Lo'il Rasa. Torah Baron, Maisa Shechola B'noi Shurem Gamil. One time the son of Gamil got sick. Shogar Shtei Tamil Chom, Eitzer Rav Chanina Ben Daisa. They sent two Tamil Chom to Rav Chanina Ben Daisa to ask him to daven, Vakash Lo'il Rachamim. Like we saw in the Mishnah, Rav Chanina Ben Daisa had very stark powers. Kimin Shira Isa, Rav Chanina Ben Daisa saw Rav Gamil, I shouldn't say powers, just a very strong tefillas. He had very strong tefillas. So therefore they went to Rav Chanina Ben Daisa to ask him a tefillah. This is like the Makar, to go to a Rebbe to ask him to daven fast. Kimin Shira Isa, Olo La Aliyah, he went up to Aliyah, Ubikus of Rachman, and he davened, but he does of Lam, Luchu go, Shechotzah Sechama. The fever left him ready. Omer lo, yivichi novi ata? Are you a novi? I'm like, no, loy novi, and I'm like, I'm novi, and I'm novi, and I'm novi. Elkach mekabalani. I'm shkuro to loss of a fee. If the tefillah is shogar fee, it comes out good, and comes out with kavono, yedei an ishu mekubo. Mulav, yedei an ishu mekubo. So Yoshua, he sat there right there, v'kosru v'kibnu v'oiz v'shol. He wrote down exactly the hour that it was that he finished davening. Shabbat Shem Gamil, he came back to Gar Gamil, a week trip. Amlema, avoyidu l'chassartem lo yassartem. It's not less, not more. Al-kacha yamaisa, exactly that time, v'oiz v'shol, chotzos v'chama, the fever left him, v'shol lonu mayim l'shtos. And he asked us for something to drink, water to drink. Not a ma'aser of Rechim ben Daisa. Shuv ma'aser of Rechim ben Daisa. Shaholach luma teretz of Yechem Zaki. He went to learn teretz of Yechem Zaki. Yechem Zaki was actually his rabbi. V'chala benoi of Yechem Zaki. Yechem Zaki's son got sick. Omloi chanina bni. Shvikos v'rachemim. Davim for my son. V'yichya and shall live. Niach roishav ben Boyberka. He put his head between his knees. Obikus v'rachemim. V'chay he lived. Om Yechem Zaki. L'mali atiach v'zaki as roishav ben Boyberka. Kol yoyim. Yechem Zaki would put his head in between his knees the whole day. Kuloi lohei mashiachim love. He would not have got an answer. So Amr lo yishtoi. So Yechem Zaki's wife asked him, "Chenina, your Talmud is gadol m'cha, is bigger than you?" Amr lo laugh. No, he's not bigger than me. If anything, Yechem Zaki says, "I'm bigger." Elohu doima ke evnei amelach, mi doima ke sarfnei amelach. His shayches with the Eivishtoi is like evnei amelach, like a ben bayis. A Eved is not bigger than a sar, right? But still, an Eved hangs around the house all day. He serves him the food. He's always there. He makes the beds. He's always around the house. So he's much more. He doesn't need an appointment. He's always there. Mashaken Asar needs an appointment. Asar is very chashuv and needs appointments. He says he's more like an Eved. I'm more like a Sar. So the more avayit. If Avam Chia v'Avam Yechanon, Al Yispal Odom El Avayisha Shom Chaloinus. We had before. We did not explain this. We had enough Lamed Aleph. We never explained it. We'll have a chance again to explain it now. A person should not daven elo abayis yesh chaloinus, only a house where there are chaloinus, only if it has windows in the house or in the shul. Shnema v'kavim psichin le'ibal yasa neged Yerushalayim. There was windows towards Yerushalayim. So Rashi learns, why do you need windows? Rashi shegorim lan shechavim libo yishimistakla b'shmaya av liba nichna. He looks towards the sky and he gets humility. He sees the unbelievable bria. And he gets humility to daven. So first we see the chaloinus can't be to the street. It has to be towards the sky. That's number one. And number two, the Magen Avraham speaks out. Mishmuru also brings us down, mamash word for word, Mishmuru brings down, that even though he's supposed to daven with your eyes down or out of a siddur, he says when you have a hard time being mispalel, look towards the sky and that will help you be mechaveh more. That's the pshat in the salacha. It will help you mechaveh more. I think it's a big chutzpah someone davens in an open field in a bikkah. Why? Because in a mokav tznias you have more emes hamelach libay nishbar. But if you're in a still expansive place, you can't daven with libay nichna. Tosis says, he went out to the soda. Tosis has two terutzim. Either harmaria is different, or he says he found a private place to daven when no one was around, a little private place. But Tosfos first pshat, I think Hamriya is different. You know, Yesh Lacha, you know, about a Kaisel, it could be, even though it's outdoors, but it could be a special place. There's an Indian daven by a Hamriya. It could be, you could daven in a Bikka when, you know, a Mezhebush, the people daven, they have a stomach because they hold it's like Hamriya or something. You know, cause even though it's Besada, the Mokim is Goyim Mishtikel. The Mokim is Goyim, you could daven in the Mokim, you have to know how to learn this up. Woma Gemara Mekana. It's a chutzpah for someone to speak out his chatam. Because as the pasuk, it's praised with a person who covers his chatoyis. Why? Because it looks like Zok Taisvis that he's not embarrassed on his chatam. That's why he's publicizing it. He's not embarrassed, therefore he's publicizing it. And Taisvis speaks out. Something we had in the first parak that anyone who does something is spayish meichlem loy meyad. They give him mechila. So it's good to be embarrassed of your chatam, and that gives you a mechila right away. Remember we had this thing with Shaul HaMelech. We had then in the beginning of brachas. But the Shayim will speak out, believe in the Gemara and Yuma, that this is only Ben Adam Lamakim. But Ben Adam Chavera, you do have to speak it out and ask for Mechila. Hadra Loch Ein Oimdin. And Metz Hashem, we're going to start next paragraph with about Berchus Hananim. Until now, we had the Kriya Shema, Tefillah. Now we'll go to Berchus Hananim, Metz Hashem, tomorrow's block.